Ohio bred live in Nashville for Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing streaming network in the world. And many of you know that Ohio bred just completed that journey that God sent me out to all 50 states in 12 months to encourage the team, get in relationships and recruit for the team, and get funds out to the team at the local level. And the team that I represent is Team Jesus Christ. On the Ohio Brett Show, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, every Wednesday on Brighteon, you can find me where we bring through the sports lens, the locker room conversations, players only. And one of the greatest gifts of going to all 50 states was I had the chance to meet some true all-stars on Team Jesus. So players, before we go out to practice, you're stretched, you're ready to go, please welcome Matthew Monfort. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Ohio Brett. Good to meet you and the team here as well.
Oh, and it's exciting because I hear I got a stud from South Dakota here right beside me. And I was blessed to be in Aberdeen, South Dakota this last summer. And we had a chance to do some amazing ministry in a hotel room. Matthew, the lens that I have with this sports show, whether you're a fan of sports or not, people in the community, we can reach out to them. We don't worship any coach, any player, any owner. We worship the God of the Bible. But we do have a lens to get to them, right?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
This locker room hasn't heard of you yet, Matthew. Please share with the locker room what you're up to in South Dakota and beyond.
Yeah, hello everyone in the locker room. I also played basketball at a very high level. When I was actually 13, I won a national free throw competition and had my name enshrined in the Basketball Hall of Fame. So I'm an ordained Baptist preacher, Christian preacher from South Dakota. I serve in mission work with Native Americans. And I've been preaching the truth. And recently I preached a sermon and wrote a pamphlet declaring that Jesus alone is God, because on the reservation that I've served on, in the area that I serve in South Dakota with the Dakota Sioux people, they worship Tunkashila, which means grandfather and can refer to the son or other things. So anyway, I wrote that, and now I've been supposedly banned from the reservation along with our governor, Kristi Noem, and the FBI supposedly. But basically, there's kind of like a there's a book written called The American Indian Mafia by Special Agent Joseph Trimbach, because there was murders and such that took place in the 70s. And so now it's 2.0. It's run by a guy named Nick Tilson. It's called NDN. And they are really stirring people up, activists, etc. And they basically run the reservation. So right now it's Jesus against Tunkashila cult and basically a Marxist Native American BLM. So I'm trying to get the word out sound the alarm as well as to how we can preach and how we can pray for the salvation of these dear souls.
Matthew, is there a way that the locker room can connect with you on social media or a website?
Yeah, absolutely. So JesusIsKingMission.com is my website, and it's called Jesus is King Mission because that's what's missing in America. You know, we have this shallow understanding of Christianity. So if someone were to ask me what conversion is, I would say, well, Jesus becomes number one in your life. We're not saved by works, but when God justifies you, it means your sins are forgiven. He also regenerates your heart, and so your heart must be regenerated. So JesusIsKingMission.com, Jesus becomes number one in your life. And then I'm also on Facebook, Telegram, Truth Social, Gab, Twitter, Getter. If I missed something, there might be another one. So anyway, we exist to proclaim the gospel.
Yes. And
God said he so loved the world that he gave his son, that whoever believes him should not perish but have everlasting life. So he loved the whole world.
Yes.
And that's white, black, native, you name it. And so we're all saved by the same gospel.
I love it. I got a fellow brother teammate here that I didn't even know was out there, Matthew. You had no idea that Ohio Brett was on that journey. And if you have that personal relationship, I do believe that our Heavenly Father will give you an assignment. Matthew's will be different than Ohio Brett's. It'll be different than yours. But at some point in time, you're either going to accept that call to go to Nineveh or not. Because if you go the other way, it smells a little fishy. And Matthew, one of the things that I'm excited to share on these travels as I meet people who say they're on Team Jesus Christ, I want to encourage them and learn, how are you doing your Bible study? I do believe that's a baseline, fundamental, personal, right, Matthew?
Yeah.
It's between you and the Lord. I don't have to wait till Wednesday service, Saturday service, Sunday service to have scripture in my life. We are allowed to read that ourselves. Matthew, how do you study your Bible daily?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're not reading the Bible daily, you're starving. and we should feed off the word of God. Recently for me, with my traveling schedule and such, I've mainly been in the book of Psalms, and the book of Psalms says, let me never be disappointed. Lord, let me never be ashamed. Break the teeth of the wicked.
Yes.
Though 1,000 yes. should encamp around me, I will not. I will lay down in safety. So I've really been trusting in those most recently with the things going on in my life. Also, I like to keep fresh the evangelistic passages in my mind, constantly going through those. You know, we should not only just read the Word of God, we should meditate it. So I've been, you know, traveling for 20 hours or so. So constantly having Scripture and the principles of Scripture running through my mind. But the evangelistic ones we need to have on the go, especially here in America, the important ones. Matthew chapter 7, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not do all these things in your name? And they'll say, I never knew you, depart from me, you who work iniquity. And so in America, we have very big issue with many people that claim to be Christian. And they just, maybe they weren't taught. Maybe they do have nefarious purpose behind that. You know, it's like a bank robber getting in and under the guise of an employee and robbing the bank. So, you know, repentance is missing in America. And the other one is, do not be deceived. 1 Corinthians 6, the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God. It says neither fornicators, adulterers, homosexuals, drunkards, etc. And it says such were some of you. And so that message needs to be really thundered from the pulpits like it was in the first Great Awakening in America.
Yes.
That people would be truly, truly converted. In saying that, one of the first reservations in since I worked with Native Americans was called Brotherton, and that was led by a group associated with David Brainerd. So I challenge everybody. John Wesley said, I believe, let everyone study closely the life of David Brainerd, and that was the time of Whitfield and Edwards, these famous people that led the foundation, are the spiritual founding fathers of American Christianity and evangelicalism. So that's really important. I want to say something about the sports, if you don't mind, real quick. So I mentioned basketball at the beginning. So serving with Native Americans, they're being taught that the white man is the devil. So we grew up being taught that, you know, there's a devil, but they're growing up taught that the white man is the devil. That's what they're indoctrinating their kids. And that we are colonializing them, and that we are white supremacists, etc. Well, it just so happens that the most famous Native American sport or popular amongst the Native Americans is basketball. Mm-hmm. Well, for those of you who don't know, basketball was started and invented by Dr. James Naismith, 1890, I believe. And he was a Canadian-American, and he had been to seminary as a chaplain at Kansas. Mm-hmm. I believe he coached the Kansas basketball team that went on to
Rock, Chalk, Jayhawks. Matthew, bring in the Jayhawks. My dad, Dr. Alan Bowl, used to be the athletic director for the Kansas Jayhawks.
Oh, there you go. Well, this is Providence here. And so Dr. James Naismith, so this was invented at the YMCA and the Young Men's Christian Association. I played athletics, like I said, at a high level, and our professional athletes, they don't have much character, it seems,
right.
Do they?
Right.
And so Dr. James Naismith, he was actually one of the people in charge or had taught during World War I era, World War II maybe as well. He would teach our troops celibacy. You know, could you imagine?
Yes.
Could you imagine someone, a coach, getting up and saying, look, unless you're coming to Bible study, which used to happen, I believe, at the YMCA or these groups, unless you're coming to Bible study, unless you're living a clean life, you know, you're not going to suit up.
Yes.
Right? So I think that if that could change in America with our school students, et cetera, have a coach preach against pornography, have a coach preach against drinking and quit doing that himself. We would have revival in America and raise real men.
I am excited. I'm going to go run sprints. I'm going to work on my free throw shooting contest. I got a coach coming. We'll do a national fundraiser free throw shooting contest all over to fund your ministry. Matthew, thanks for coming on the show today. Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing streaming network in the world. God bless you, Matthew.
Yeah, amen. Nice to be with you, Ohio Brett.